Okay, the next dinim we're going to learn is what's called Shmiras HaGuf, health of your body, or putting yourself in a dangerous situation. And also, in the same simon, it's called Bal Tashchis, about wasting things, destroying things, cutting down fruit trees, a lot of these different dinim. So number one, there's a positive mitzvah in the Torah that if somebody has what's called a maka, a roof, on their house, you must have a fence on the roof that people, God forbid, shouldn't go up on the roof and then fall down. Now, what classifies a roof? So it says it's a dwelling place. For instance, the roof of a shul where nobody is supposed to be walking on, so then you don't need a mica. But any roof which is used, that people use, you must have a fence. If it's not 6 feet by 6 feet, it's not considered livable, so you wouldn't need a fence either. Now, the fence is actually to protect the person. As the Torah says, the faller shouldn't fall. Now, how high does the mark have to be? The fence has to be 10 tefachim high, which is approximately 36 inches. It has to be 36 inches high, and it has to be strong enough that if somebody leans on it, it won't fall down. So it has to be a sturdy wall that's at least 36, 37 inches high, that a person shouldn't come, God forbid, to fall off the roof. If somebody says, okay, I'm not going to put on a roof, so they're transgressing a positive mitzvah, they're also transgressing a negative mitzvah, because the negative mitzvah says you shouldn't place any blood in your house, because people, God forbid, are going to get hurt, they're going to be killed. Now, he says like this, this doesn't only apply to a roof. The Torah is giving a general guidelines. You're not allowed to have anything in your house which is dangerous. If you have a pit in your courtyard, it has to be covered, that people shouldn't be able to fall in. Again, it's not Kabbalah. He gives a number of examples. Like you can't have a shaky ladder in your house that people might go up and, God forbid, fall down. Or if you raise a kelev ra, a bad dog, like probably a pit bull, or some of those types of dogs that can bite, and it says even if they don't bite, but they bark so loud and they scare people to such an extent that a pregnant woman might, God forbid, miscarry from them. Because, you know, being scared. And it says, whoever raises such a dog in their house is cursed. Like the Gemara says, if you raise pigs in your house, the Gemara says you're cursed. Now, if it's tied with an iron chain, you know, then, in other words, basically the dog won't be able to hurt anybody. So then it would be allowed. Generally speaking, some people are lenient during the day. Well, bottom line is, again, from the Kabbalah over here, that anything that could pose a danger to anybody, you're not allowed to have. And if you're not, you transgress biblical commandments or rabbinic commandments, but you're transgressing biblical commandments, positive and negative, by having these dangerous things in the house. So anything which is dangerous, you're not allowed to have in the house. Okay? Like the Shiloh would be, can somebody have a gun in the house that's not locked up? Okay, so we know how many stories you hear on the news. Kids got a gun that with their parents left on the table, and God forbid they shot one another themselves, whatever. So such a thing, you're not allowed to have a dangerous thing, unless if it's mamish securely locked, that nobody can get to them at all. The same thing in a certain extent, you could say in more modern terms, a lot of times people leave medicine out, you know, strong medicine, drugs, basically, that they're taking, and they leave them out, and then the kids, God forbid, overdose on them, little kids, they just think they think they're candies. And, you know, they pop them into the mouth, and then you have to go to the, rush them to the emergency, pump open the stomach, you know. All these things, you're not allowed to leave in the house in any way, anything that can cause a damage to anybody. You're not allowed to have it in the house, unless if it's put away in a protective way. Now, there's another thing. A lot of things the Chachamim forbade because of sakana, because of danger. And he says, even if a guy says, you know what, I don't care, I'm going to take the risk, I don't care, and I'm going to do it anyway. We'll soon see examples of that. So the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch says, he's going to get rabbinic lashes, makas mardus, because he's transgressing what the rabbi said. The rabbi said, it's dangerous, it could be dangerous to yourself. Don't do it, and if you decide to do it, you can get lashes, rabbinic lashes, because you transgress with it. For instance, you're not allowed to, in the olden times, you're not allowed to drink water. So let's say there's a gutter and there's a pipe and water's coming down the pipe, and you stick your mouth next to the pipe to be able to drink water. So it says you're not allowed to do that because you might get an aluka, which is a type of a bug that's in the water. You know, we're not talking about filtered water. You know, huh? A leech or whatever it is that could be mamish dangerous. Also, you're not allowed to drink from a river with your hands because you don't know what you know, when you put it in the cup, you can look at the cup, see if the water's clean or not. Sometimes you're going like this, you don't see what's in the water. It could be dangerous. So you're not allowed to. What else, Finn? Okay. You shouldn't drink at night when you can't see anything from rivers or things like that, because there's a bug there that can cause blindness. There's a lot of things like that. Okay. In fact, there's a din. You're not supposed to drink warm water in a metal vessel unless if you put something into it. That people are more makel today, whatever it is.
Like what do you put into?
Huh?
Like what?
A little tea, a little coffee, you know. That's only in metal. If it's an earthenware keli, glass keli, there's no problem with it.
Glazed metal, does it make a difference?
Huh?
If it's glazed metal, is there a difference between glazed metal or?
It's still, well, the shaila is then, is it metal or is it glass? That's a separate issue. Okay, now, you're not allowed to walk under a shaky bridge that can collapse at any minute, or under a wall that's about to collapse. Or you're not allowed to go into a churva. A churva used to be in the olden times, dilapidated huts, the shadim, the demons and the devils and prostitutes used to hang out. You're not allowed to walk in there. You're not allowed to go out alone at night. And this is not nowadays, because years ago, again, it was very dark. There were animals all over the place. There were robbers all over the place. You know, you were able to walk out at night. It's mamish dangerous. So in times of Aloha, the Alter Rebbe says in parentheses, but still you're not allowed to walk out at night. And it doesn't apply today, because today we have lights and we have a more civilized world where you don't have lions and tigers and what?
A few minutes ago, but if somebody says, I don't mind so much, they get malchus, right?
So you still whip him.
Right, so the Sabbath circumstances change, but we said there are abundance said not to do it.
No, the Chacham gave a reason, because it's dangerous. So if you're in a situation where it's not dangerous, it's not Kabbalah. Chacham said, you're not allowed to put yourself in a dangerous situation. If it's not dangerous.
Okay, so maybe an easier example is, fish and meat. It's not a kashrus issue, it's a dangerous issue, right?
Yeah, but therefore it's even stronger than kashrus.
No, but if one proposes that because you're saying it's dangerous, one result is it's not dangerous anymore. I don't know, hypothetically.
It doesn't change, that doesn't change.
But how come the nighttime thing changed because circumstances?
Because the reason you're not allowed to go out at night, because it was dangerous to go out at night. No, because there are robbers and you can't see where you're going.
Right, so the circumstances change.
No, the facts change, not the
circumstances. Facts change, okay.
Okay, but halacha says meat and fish is dangerous. That's a fact. That doesn't change.
Okay, so maybe it was a bad example. Okay, so anytime you're saying the fact change,
right,
then we go with the fact change.
Correct.
So if we're in, I don't know, some village, middle of nowhere, this halacha would apply, because it's not a saying.
100%. If you'd go out in the country, in the country, let's say, in the, you know, where there's no lights and there's no civilization.
It's pretty safe in Big Bear. Amish, like a third world country kind of thing.
Or, no, you have areas here that it's very dangerous at night.
Compton.
South Central. This didn't would apply, like, for instance, South Central or Compton, whatever. Would a Jew be allowed to walk there at night?
I hope not.
No, halacha says you're not allowed to. If a guy says, I don't care, I have no problem,
I think it's not for that, okay.
Because the fact is, it's dangerous. Who decides if it's dangerous or not? Society, not the individual. Because we know anytime an individual wants to do something automatically, it's not dangerous. Like, for instance, would somebody be allowed to do a dangerous stunt? Let's say, to walk a tightrope 100 feet off the ground with no net at the bottom. So for you and me to do it, you're definitely not allowed to do it. A guy that does it professionally and he knows how to do it, and that's, it could also be a question. It could also be a question. Is he endangering his life for no reason?
Can a Jew go into car racing?
Can a Jew go into car racing business? You mean owning the cars or betting or driving the car?
Himself driving his car.
Let me ask you a question. Are you allowed to drive a car in LA? It's not dangerous? I'm asking. In New York? Are you allowed to drive a car in Iran? You ever see the way they drive there? You remember. It's normal? No. In Israel, you're allowed to. There's more car accidents in Israel than people that died in the battles.
Every society with their own standards.
So that causes, in that society, anything which is dangerous. Again, it's not Kabbalah. Anything which is dangerous in that particular society, you wouldn't be allowed to do. Okay.